inform you about the measures and steps in the area of fights against extremism, xenophobia and radicalism. The concept of the fight against radicalism and extremism until 2024 is the fundamental strategies document dealing with the fight against radicalization, extremism, various forms of discrimination on the grounds of belonging to the particular community and manifestation of hatred and racism. It aimed to prevent and at the same time to increase the effectiveness of the fights against and any manifestation of extremism and hate speech. In reaction to the advanced question and comments from Belgium, France, Czech Republic, Venezuela, Azerbaijan concerning hate speech and hate crime, let me inform you that under Slovak legal system, these criminal offenses, as well criminal offenses against the LGBT community, the Roma community, and other minorities, fulfill the basic elements of the criminal offenses of extremism and are investigated specialists of the National Crime Agency of the Police Force. As part of interministerial cooperation and Committee for Prevention and Elimination of Racism, Xenophobia, Antisemitism, and other forms of intolerance has been set up, in which the relevant public authorities, independent institutions, experts, and civil society of minorities and non-profit NGOs. Other important steps towards strengthening mutual coordination was the establishment of the National Expert Group on the Elimination of Racially Motivated Crime, Extremism and Terrorism. It is fair to say that following the legislative changes effective since 2017 with regard to specialization of law enforcement agencies, the Slovak Republic has seen more significant improvements in the area of fighting extremism. There has been an increase in the number of detected and investigated cases, and typical serious right-wing extremist events have been eliminated. In 2020, there was significant increase in the number of prosecutions initiated for extremism offenses, which can be ascribed to the population frustration with the COVID-19 pandemic. An important turning point was the terrorist attack committed on Samotská Street in Bratislava against the LGBT community. This terrorist attack demonstrates what a fundamental influence social networks and internet platforms as such can have the process of radicalization. In this regard, it's important to note that with the effect from 1st July 2022, an attack of the National Council of the Slovak Republic authorities, the police force to remove terrorist contacts from the internet. The strategy for the prevention of crime and other antisocial activities in the Slovak Republic until 2028 is the most recent strategy's conceptual document, which builds on the previous mentioned document of this kind. The new document's working group on the protection of soft targets is a new coordinate element in the field of countering various forms of extremism, racism, xenophobia in 2024. It was established due to current situation and social threat to the protection of life and health of the Slovak Republic's population in public space and facilities. We participate in many preventive and informative programs aimed at improvement of security, civil coexistence in situational prevention, both with the police force in relation to police officers and in relation to the public. The police force carries out preventive activities and projects in the form of lectures and discussion focusing on tolerance towards foreigners and population groups with regard to race, culture diversity, religion, etc. Further information on the individual activities is provided in the national report. Significant awareness-raising activities in the field of prevention are carried out by the information offices established under the Ministry of Interior. Activities carried out to help raise awareness for the protection of victims in the form of educational preventive activities, focusing also on the topic of antisemitism or hate speech. On 18 October 2023, the government adopted a new strategies document in the relation to the issue of trafficking in human beings, the National Program for Combating Trafficking in Human Beings for the years 2024-2028, and the Action Plan for the same period. Its primary purpose is to apply good practices, thus contributing a reduction in opportunities for the Commission of the crime of trafficking in human beings, as well as to support mechanisms to provide assistance and support to victims. I would like to highlight the cooperation with the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes in October 2023 with the framework of the Blue Heart campaign. It was created visual for social media and print formats featuring a person for any age with the slogan "My heart was for victim and human trafficking." This issue of trafficking in human beings is closely linked in the topic of migration in general. Migration in Slovakia has been affected by the mass influx from Ukraine national to the territory Slovak Republic. As a consequence, the government adopted the contingency plan for dealing with the emergency situation. 5 large-scale centers for the rapid processing of application for temporary protection were established. Refugees from Ukraine who have applied for international protection and have been guaranteed asylum or subsidiary protection are entitled to receive one of allowance and integration allowance for a period of 6 months and can also apply for material need assistance. Till April 2024, 143,000 persons have requested temporary asylum since the beginning of the conflict. Madam Vice President, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention.
Vice President, ladies and gentlemen, as a representative of the Minister of Culture, I will talk about media freedom and the protection of journalists. Also, the answer to Bel-